Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll dive into all the different possibilities this weekend against the Braves. Kyle back there is fretting this series against Atlanta because the Phillies lost that momentum yesterday. I'm not worried about it. We'll get to the Phillies' magic number and all the different possibilities this weekend as the Braves come in for four. Christopher Sanchez on the mound tonight for the Phillies. Later on today, we have to open up an investigation. We haven't done one of these in a while, but we got some startling news yesterday about one of our colleagues here at WIP. So that is to come here. And, of course, your calls on the Eagles. Can I want to check the poll here because I'm not surprised. I mean, I know we're very excited, and it's kind of that hype season where everyone's getting excited for the idea of how great the Eagles could be, and they could be really good. But it's not a Super Bowl or bust season in my mind. 2004 was a Super Bowl or bust season. This Phillies team is a World Series or bust team. That's the way I view it. I don't view this Eagles season as Super Bowl or bust. Hugh Douglas does. 68%, Hugh, of people on our Twitter poll. Guess who they're with today?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting them right, man.
Well, I mean,
hey, listen,
you're setting people up for disappointment.
Coop DeGracie, I got the Coop DeGracie.
Yeah,
I'm getting them right.
Well, I think we've hit a couple good analogies today. First couple hours of the show. You can't ask for more out of us. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, before we go back to the phones here, I do have a name that I want Dave Dombrowski to go grab. So, Hugh, this has happened the last couple years in baseball where teams that are out of the race will just put good players on waivers towards the end of August for the express purpose of someone claiming them because they don't want to pay them anymore. Like, take them. You want them, take them. We're out of the race. You take on their salary and the rest of their contract. So yesterday, the San Francisco Giants put three players on waivers. One of them, his name is Taylor Rogers. He's a left-handed relief pitcher. He has a 2.45 ERA. This guy's been one of the better relievers in all of baseball. He's a veteran. He's been around Minnesota, Milwaukee, San Diego, Giants. He's a good pitcher. And Hugh, he's just available now for anyone to take. Now, here's the kicker. He costs $12 million next year, which is not a small amount for a relief pitcher. So I actually think this could help the Phillies get him because a lot of teams that don't want to pay that are just going to not claim him. But Jose Alvarado, I think it's kind of flown under the radar. He's on the restricted list as of a couple days ago. Hugh, we discussed it the other day. We're not going to speculate. I have no idea where he is or why he can't, you know, participate. Hopefully everything's okay with his family. But when you're on the restricted list, you don't always come back like in a day or two. So they could use another arm. Go get this guy, Hugh Douglas. $12 million. You paying? With the Phillies' money, not yours.
No, I'm saying. I'm thinking. Because it's probably likely, like, he probably ain't going to play no more. So, and you know, you're talking about Alvarado with the situation. Yes.
I think it would.
Yes, it makes sense.
It feels like a good player could just fall in their lap. And we'll see if they, you know, someone else could obviously claim them above the Phillies in the standings or below them, higher on the waiver priority. But if he falls to the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski needs to go get this guy. Taylor Rogers, keep that name in mind next couple days for the Phillies here. All right, should we go back to the phones here? Who we got? We got Herb. Herb in the Northeast. We haven't heard from Herb in a while.
Herb! What's happening, my boy? Get ready to go to Brazil. In a couple of days, what's happening?
You going to Brazil, Herb?
I just got the ticket transfer the other day, so I'm ready.
So where are you staying? Sao Paulo? Where are you staying?
Yeah, Sao Paulo, downtown at the, I forget the name of it, Transamerica or some, I forget the name. I got to look it up.
So do you have big plans down there, or are you just going to kind of go to the game, come home? Are you going to the, what are they going to do?
I'm looking at a threesome. I'm going to see what's going on. Give me 1 second, Joe.
You got it. What do you think, Hugh, if you had to predict Herb's, yeah, Herb's trip to Brazil, what are you predicting? Herb's going.
Herb put us on hold.
Yeah, yeah, he put us on hold. Live on the air, yeah.
Yeah, so listen, I want to say, Wade from Chester, you're on the cut list, but I'm going to put you on the practice squad, all right?
Why? What happened?
Yeah, that's
2735. What are you doing, Herb? Herb, what are you doing?
So
talking to us and doing something else, multitasking.
From last work last night till 3 a.m. Dude.
Well, you have an event last night, but no. What are you doing now, Herb?
JFK work. JFK.
JFK. Oh, JFK.
You mean John F. Kennedy, like at the airport?
Oh, the airport in New York.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
So why are you putting Wade on a list? What do you do?
What up? Come on, you know what he does.
No,
I don't know what he did. He rip you?
The key to the defense is we gotta sack the quarterback.
I'm like Herb, ignore you.
Jalen Hurts got to go. Reed, get the plays in quick. Mm-hmm. Look over the defense, okay? Make the call. Make the ball between 5 and 8 seconds. No, none of this stuff waiting for the thing to come down to 1 or 2, and then you get a penalty or whatever.
Yeah, we can't have that. No penalty. So is this a Super Bowl or bust season, Herb?
I'm not going to say Super Bowl. I want to. I mean, By week four, you're going to know what this team is heading.
Why don't you listen and learn something, Hugh? You need to wait till week four to learn. All right.
I ain't got time to wait, man. I got to make predictions.
I got to see this defense play. This is 3-4 defense. This ain't a 4-3.
No, it's a 3-4. Yeah, they're going to come off the edge, Herb.
I got to see what's going on down there.
Jim Johnson.
So what else did I want to talk about? Yeah.
Take your time.
They got to go get some more pitching.
Taylor Rogers from San Francisco.
Yeah, Joe was just talking about
that. Yeah, go get
it. I think Alvarado, I know for a fact, Alvarado, he got to go lose some weight. He's carrying.
He went to fat camp?
Come on, man.
Is that where he went?
I mean, he might have bigger issues right now. Herb, we appreciate it. We hope Jose's all right with his personal life.
You let Herb go for a little too long.
It's on me. I'll wear that one.
Fat camp. You say that to a fat girl.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the restricted list because of his weight. I don't think that's how this works. All right, let's go to Big V and Matt Laura. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Yo, Hugh, you know I love you, right?
Yeah.
But Joe and Kyle, I mean, like I said, I usually agree with them like maybe 20% of the time.
But
this ain't one of them times. Oh. This is Super Bowl or bust. Okay.
Why?
No, we went.
Why?
Yeah, we you got the floor.
Why, Big V?
Okay, let me give you why. First of all, Howie was sensational in his season and getting us the talent that we need. Lori opened up that bank account and got us everybody. We're talking about high-powered hitters. Not only did he get us great players. Okay, and even rewarded his great players, but he also got us great coaches. So even these C-rated people, talent that we got, that everybody's so concerned about, we got the coaching staff that can make them great. It's a Super Bowl or bust.
I mean, do we know that? Vic Fangio's defense in Miami last year had 2 games that gave almost 50 points. I mean, these guys aren't magicians, Big V. They're coaches.
And your point?
You say, yeah, your point, Joe?
Well, you said they can make people great. Who did Vic Fangio make great last year in Miami?
They didn't believe in Vic.
Why?
They didn't
because
believe
he was
him.
Mean.
So how do we know? How do we know these guys are going to believe?
Because they believe in him.
They like, they love
today
him.
They do.
They like tough love.
Yeah, if they get, oh come on,
love him.
Tough
they love Fangio.
They love him in love practice look, in August, look, guys.
Fangio
I mean, holy moly!
Take away from getting a statue on the art museum.
That's where it starts,
Vic
Joe.
Fangio.
It starts at practice.
He hasn't coached a game here yet.
I know. But we love him. We love
I
him.
I do like Vic Fangio.
Here's the thing, Joe. You don't have a problem with the Phillies when they put that bum Taiwan Walker
don't have
up
a
there.
Problem. Oh, he you had don't have a problem. I've got a whole problem, Big V. A whole problem.
But you're not worried about the Phillies with
no.
Taiwan Walker, but you're worried about the Eagles? Really? Come on, dude.
The Phillies are better than the Eagles right now. Hey, man, I'm Big V. Are you laughing? The Phillies are the best record. Hold on. The Phillies have the best record in the sport now, and they've been to a World Series and LCS. How why would I not be more worried about the Eagles? The last time we watched the Eagles play, they were bad.
Yeah, but yeah. We watched the World Series with the Phillies, and they collapsed.
Big V, the Eagles lost in the first round to the Buccaneers.
The Phillies ran out of gas, bro.
In the NLCS? How are you? Hold on. How are you comparing last year's Phillies to last year's Eagles? Last year's Phillies made it to Game 7 of the NLCS. Last year's Eagles lost to the Buccaneers in the first round.
But they beat Dallas, so I'm okay with that.
He beat Dallas once. I mean, one time. All right, Big V, give us a guess here. Who are we talking about for Hughes Clues?
I was going to say Ellis, but that's not it. Sanders is not it. Harbaugh, did he play for Dallas?
Who?
Jim Harbaugh. But Harbaugh's not a college coach anymore, Big V. It would have been a good guess.
It's around in the spirit of the clues.
No, it's a spirit. Yeah, we appreciate it, Big V. So, did Jim Harbaugh end up on the Cowboys in any stretch?
No, I know he was the Colts.
I think he was a Cowboy.
Colts, Bears.
I don't remember with the Cowboys.
He could have popped up there at the end as a backup. I don't remember. I think he was a Charger at one point. Colts, Bears, Chargers. That's how I remember Jim Harbaugh's playing career.
I've seen his coaching stuff. Sorry.
Unless I'm missing. The end.
As a player,
Colts,
no,
Bears,
he did not
Chargers?
End up a Cowboy. Yeah,
where was
Bears,
he?
Colts, Ravens, Chargers, Lions, Panthers.
Ravens, Lions, Panthers. Well, he bounced around at the end when it was over.
So the Phillies-Eagles thing, like, I think people should, this is an exercise I want everybody to do here. Teleport yourself to the end of both seasons.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Please don't win the World Series. we're talking about the age of this team. All the players, are they cooked? Like,
it's,
you know, are they going to be able to get back?
Is the window
off the mat?
Closed?
Correct. The Eagles, you know what everyone's going to do in the offseason? Say, oh, you know what? They were always better positioned to win it next year.
Second year with Kellen Moore. Second year with Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter going to his third
year. The window's open. That's all me and Joe are trying to tell everybody here. This isn't a negative thing. It's the window's open for longer than you think.
For this season.
We're not giving up. No, we're just saying it's not a disaster if they don't. I have high expectations for this team this year. I'm just saying it's not all lost if they don't win the Super Bowl this year.
Super Bowl or bust, Kyle. Super Bowl or bust.
You got me there.
What's wrong with a nice foundational building here?
No, I want to win the Super Bowl. I want it all.
So do I.
I want it all.
But you can't have what you want.
Now. Ain't that a song? I want it all, and I want it now. That's what I want. And what's wrong with that? Living in the big blue world. Dude. If they fall short, I will deal with those emotions when I cross that bridge. But right now, today, as of 12-12, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Q, you can't always get what you want.
You can't, but sometimes if I try real hard, I get what I need, and I need to win this Super Bowl this year.
You need a foundational year. Back to the playoffs.
Listen.
Win a playoff game.
I ain't got time for foundational years.
What do you mean you have time?
I ain't got time.
Where are you going?
I'm trying to go to New Orleans.
So am I.
And drink a hand grenade.
Where's next year's Super Bowl?
I don't know.
L.A.? I think it's L.A.
Again?
Yeah.
Nobody want to go to L.A. L.A. expensive.
We're not paying if we go.
No, but I'm saying we gotta buy drinks and other stuff.
You charge those on the company and then you expense it. Expense it, Hugh. Come on. You got to figure this stuff out. Roxy in Cinnaminson. Hey, Roxy.
Hey,
Roxy.
How you doing?
Good, Roxy. How you doing today? What do you feel on the Phillies here?
So, I get everybody hates Taiwan right now, and I get it. But you can't go out as a team onto the field feeling like you already lost, and not you know he's not great. Do the work behind him. Make the plays. Don't be dragging your butts making plays and letting balls get by, letting runners go by. You can't do that. You're a team. Like, they have a responsibility to be doing the work behind them. You can't go out there saying, oh, hey, Taiwan sucks. We've already lost the game.
Roxy, I agree. It did feel like as a team they mailed it in yesterday. Obviously, Taiwan stinks, and that's its own problem. But the at-bats were not good. They were striking out a lot against a guy that's not a very established great pitcher in the major leagues. And, I mean, I thought at one point it was actually going to be a no-hitter. I mean, they was seven innings. They couldn't get a hit.
It was trending that way.
It was ridiculous. And it was because that they were in that mentality that, well, we've lost because Taiwan's pitching. Like, no, you got to go out there. Like, you got to have your bats going. You can't just lay the blame on, one guy and be like, it's a team effort, kids. Like, this is what we tell our kids. Like, you don't, it's not all one person's fault. At times it can be, obviously. But, no, you all play a part. You can't always be swinging for home runs. You got to make the little plays. You got to make the little hits. It's ridiculous. They should not, as a team, as grown adults being paid a lot of money to play a game, go out there with a defeated attitude already.
Yeah, there was a vibe yesterday, Roxy, watching from everyone, from Taiwan to the hitters, like, hey, we already won the series. We got 2-3 against the Astros. We'll see you tomorrow against the Braves. And I part of me understands because it's a long season, but also they're fighting for the 1 or 2 seed. Like, you got to win as many games as you can. You can't have those days.
Exactly. Like, you can't. Like, you cannot. They cannot step onto the field like that again if they put Taiwan back in, which – who knows, what they're thinking anymore, because I was flabbergasted that he went back in after that fourth inning. Like, what is going on in this world?
So the only thing I'll say about that, Roxy, that I was okay with is if you've determined it's over for today, and I understand that's frustrating when you're watching the game, like they're giving up, at least they didn't waste any of the bullpen guys that they want to use, 4 straight days now against the Braves. Like, Hoffman didn't pitch, Strom didn't pitch. I was actually okay with letting Walker just, go out there, man. You go wear it for the rest of the day because, we don't want to waste our good pitchers in a game we're probably going to lose anyway.
Yeah, at that point. But, it's not like you can't come back.
No, they could have. If they had better at-bats, they could have. It was totally frustrating yesterday. Roxy, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
I'm going with DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray, who is coaching, and we appreciate the call,
he's
Roxy.
He's coaching?
I think he said Oklahoma.
Alma mater.
That's actually a good guess. I mean, that fit the Cowboys one. It fit one you could, I don't know if you do know DeMarco, but you could know DeMarco.
No, I don't know DeMarco Murray.
I think he's at Oklahoma. I don't know what his role
is
there.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Now let me see.
Brent Venables is still their head coach, I think.
He was here for a while, right? Yeah, he played here for a little while.
I think DeMarco, I saw something recently where DeMarco Murray is currently coaching at Oklahoma. All right, let's go to Jay in Westfield. What's up, Jay?
Oh, what's going on? Now, what's all the commotion about? What Jalen say?
Jalen said that, you know, let's play it for you again. All right, here he was this morning, Jay, with the morning show, talking about...
Try not to fall asleep, too, Jay.
Jason not being here anymore and him taking on the responsibility of picking up the blitz and setting the protection.
Let me hear what he said.
Go ahead, Jay.
Shut up and I'll play it, Jay.
It would have been played already if you piped down. Go ahead.
What you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player, Jason Kelce, who took on a lot of responsibility. And as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. And so my eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had. But now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this football team.
All right, there you go, Jay.
All right, so what did he say? Wrong.
Well, nothing wrong.
He was showing him respect.
Sure, he didn't say anything wrong.
Nobody gave the sacred cow his respect. They didn't say the problem with that.
No. But Jay, he also could have said, Jason was responsible and behind this, and I was learning alongside him, and I'm ready to go. He didn't say that.
That's what he said.
No, he didn't.
Eagerness was stunning because he wanted to learn, but they said, let Jason help.
Jay, he could have.
All
right, time out because we got to talk over each other. He could have said, I was learning alongside him and I'm now ready for this. He didn't.
How y'all wanting to hear people lie? Then when they tell the truth, y'all complain.
No, I don't want to lie. I wish it was different. Great, but I wish the truth was different.
Oh, because he stepped on Kelce toes. If he had did that, y'all have been complaining about that. Jason Kelce's a leader.
I was curious to hear how Jay would spin this.
He's a leader.
I mean, this is greatest spin doctor of all time.
It's just pro spin.
Kelce should have been in control of the whole team. It was the whole thing. Where was he? What? Why was he coaching defense? Well, he's a great leader. Yeah. Kelce,
what are we even talking about anymore?
This is not about Kelce, Jay. It's about Hurts.
It is about Kelce because he said that Kelce was handling everything. Then why wasn't he eager to do it?
As usual, you're missing the point. Let me slow it down. Where's the doc? We have Doc Rivers drop. Let me slow it down and say it real slow for everybody, okay? Especially Jay. The point I'm trying to make is Jalen is doing something he's never done before because he let Jason Kelce do it, and that's fine. But I would have liked to hear, hey, I was kind of mentally doing it too, and I'm ready to go. Instead, now I hear that, and I'm like, all right, it may take Jalen a little while to do this at a high level. That's all, Jay.
Because you hear what you want to hear. That's wrong.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Jay, you
don't
know what you're talking about.
Y'all don't interpret what we...
Time out again. Okay? Jay, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think Kelce was as good at breaking down the coverage and the blitz and the protection in his 12th year and 5th year as he was his first year, or did he get better at it?
That's what y'all tell me, Kelce this and Kelce that.
I'll answer. I'll do a one-man show. He got better at it as time goes on because he got experience. And my point is, if Jalen was right there with him and they were kind of breaking things down together and Jalen was doing it in his own head, even if he didn't have to do it on the field, maybe he'd be more ready. Instead, I think this
basically
could
he'd be ahead of the game a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. This could be a process where Jalen is better a year from now than he is now at doing that job. That's all.
Hold on. Y'all saying Kelce got better at reading the defenses and all that?
Yes, Jay.
So he was responsible for last year's, right, the blitzes and all that, right?
Totally partially. Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. So when Jalen decided to go against Kelce and try to make a play and do all that, then y'all said he overstepped his boundaries.
I don't think it was against Kelce, Jay.
No. Or not?
That's not how – Kelce doesn't call
the
plays, Jay.
To be the leader,
Jay, wouldn't
the
leader want to learn about the blitz pickups?
So y'all want to bring Kelce back to play quarterback?
Just ignore it. Yeah, everything I said.
Jay, do you have anything to say besides Jason Kelce stuff? He doesn't play on the team anymore, Jay.
That's what I'm trying to get across to y'all.
Dude, you were focusing on the wrong thing.
No, I wasn't. I was focusing on what he said. Y'all the ones talking about trying to code words and everything like he.
There's no code words. It's what Jalen said, dude.
Oh my god. My I lose brain cells every time.
Jay is a disaster.
They, look, he said they gave deference to.
Yes,
cattle.
Don't you understand what my point is? So he's behind the curve now, Jay. It's his job now. And
how
I think
he wasn't
because he said it. Jay, I'm going to lose my mind. He said it this morning for everyone here on WIP that his eagerness to learn was stunted or halted, okay? He told you, Jay, wake up and listen.
Jay, yo, kryptonite.
No, I'm losing it. He told you this morning that he was behind because he had his eagerness to learn halted. Okay, and that's the reality of it. You said you just want the truth? He told you the truth. So my point is, and take your dumb code word stuff and get it out of here, because that's not what this is. My point is, I think he can do this. I think he could be great at it. But it may take him time now, and that changes what they are this season. Don't you get it?
Don't change nothing. Just wait till he ball out, and then I want to hear what y'all say. Then y'all going to say, oh, Kelsey trained him over the years and all this nonsense. That overrated bum.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
You're the worst.
Jay, give us, Jay, before, look, Jay, give us a guess. You got 5 seconds to give us a guess, otherwise you're out. Five, you had a guess for us for Hughes Clues, you're out.
No, I ain't got no.
Then you get out of here. What a dope. I mean, that guy is a dope.
I was looking forward to how he would spin it. That was not his best spin, because I feel like he completely missed the point.
Well, just listen to what the guy said.
Yeah.
Like, you make it sound like we read a quote and we interpreted it. He said it.
He explicitly said it. If I were using code words.
Jay has an ability to get into your skin like nobody else. Like nobody else.
I just
like, and I like
because he's a fool. I mean, like, that's foolish.
And I feel bad because I be kind of looking forward to his.
I know you get over there giggling as I'm losing my mind.
Because it's like this. It's almost like I'm. You know, for all the school teachers, I shout out to the school teachers because everybody get ready to go back to school.
Yes, my wife's in school. Yep.
But you know how you always have this one kid in school, smart kid, but they just.
They're difficult.
Yes.
That was me.
Jay. And I think what really bothers you is that Jay just, he doesn't raise his voice. It's just the same tone.
And maybe I'm wrong. I feel like I give him, like, grace. Like, I'm like, no, I mean this. No, this is what I'm trying to say. And he just doesn't listen.
No, it's just, he definitely talks over you, but it's just so funny.
It's an art.
It's funny to me to see you losing.
Jay makes an art out of focusing on the wrong thing and acting like we're the dopes misinterpreting.
And I ain't making it no better because I just kind of just sit here, let it slow burn.
All right, I need some water. 215-592. I might need a harder drink than water, but I'm going to have some water. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up. Super Bowl Bros, we got another clue for you. And, of course, Eagles Radiothon. It is a great cause. Ryan Hammond is going to join in here next. Talk about everything going on Radiothon. Tell us about what you could bid on. 5 o'clock today is your final chance. Next midday to 53209 to make a donation right now. All right, your phone call is coming up. Ryan Hammond in studio with us. I promise much less yelling the next segment. We'll get back to the phone calls right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows that I've partnered with Kyle Schwarber and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the Tailgate Beer, and the Jersey Shore Beer. Well, the first, best, and last place to get beer at the shore is Boulevard Super Liquors, 676 steps away from Ocean City off exit 25 at the Garden State Parkway. Join Yards and Philly Standard at Boulevard this weekend for samplings and the Yards tailgate bus. Boulevard Super Liquors, your Philly Standard Shore headquarters. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.